All right. Thank you so much. I really appreciate you. All right. Is this Paul?
Uh-huh.
Hey, Paul. How you doing today?
Hello. I'm doing fine. How are you? I'm sorry I'm eating my dinner at the same time.
Well, sorry for us to catch you at a dinner time. So, you know, I'll make sure this is it's something that's going to definitely do a difference for your business. And with that being said, just want to ask you just some basic questions here. I know you had a really good conversation with a rep, but what are you really looking for the business this year? Is there something particular you want to focus on? I know you're doing plumbing, but are you looking for more leads? Are you looking for just more online exposure?
More exposure, yes. I need people to be able to find me.
Exactly. Okay. More exposure. Okay. And let me ask you a question. I tried to do a deep search. We're Google partners. So with that being said, our job is to find one company per category per area, and we can't work with anybody else that does what you do. But we do have a Google Analytics search, and you do have a couple things, okay? You have a listing on Facebook. You also have, give me one second, I think you have like a listing on Instagram, I believe.
Yes.
Yep, okay, but I don't see that you have a Google Business profile. Do you have one that I'm missing?
No.
Got it, okay.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No worries.
We do not have one yet.
Okay, got it. So that's we could definitely get you found on Google. So the first thing we would have to do, Paul, is create what's called a Google Business Profile. So that profile is, you know, when you go on Google in the map section, you know, where the little red dot in the business is located, that's a Google Business Profile. Now, with that being said, after creating a Google Business Profile, we would also get it optimized. So basically, you know, when people are looking for plumbing services in Hurricane, West Virginia, we'll make sure that you come up as a top recommended option, right? So let me just give you an example. If I were to type in, you know, plumbers, you have Foster, have you heard of that company? A&P Plumbing, LLC, or Valley Plumbing, you heard of those guys in the area?
Yep.
Gotcha. Okay. So that's exactly where we would have your listing in that area so you can come up as a top recommended option. Let me ask you this. Do you have a website that I'm missing, like a www.absoluteplumbingservicesincorporated.com?
Not yet. Like I told you other guy, we just hired a girl who's supposed to be getting all this done for us.
Mm-hmm.
We have a domain name, but that we're paying for, but we do not have a website yet. So.
Got it. Okay, perfect. That's really good to hear because I can – so with our packages, we include websites if that's something that you want. Look, if you have someone that's working on it, that is not a problem. Obviously, that person can work the website. But if you want us to build you a Google-compliant, fully customizable website, we can do that for you, okay? It's all in what you're looking for the most part, okay? So that's something that will definitely help your ranking is to have the website. And then we would also put you on other platforms like Yelp, which is another platform that people use. We'll run Facebook retargeting ads. So you have a Facebook listing, but we'll run ads for your company on Facebook. And then we would also put you on Apple Maps, which people have iPhones, and then the voice-activated searches, right, with like Amazon Alexa and Google Home, okay? This basically covers all your bases. And let me ask you this. Are you willing to travel a little bit more, maybe 20 to 25 miles for residential clients?
Yeah, we can go up to 30.
Okay, perfect. Even better. Okay, so we can get you found in that 30-mile radius. And then how are people finding you right now, or how are you getting new clients coming in?
Well, a lot of it's word of mouth, and then I spent a lot of money on signs, and I've been strategically placing my signs. So that's a big part of how I'm getting my work right now is Facebook and my signs.
Got it. Okay, great. And I'm glad that, so, you know, when it comes to, you know, like tangible things like a sign or a business card flyers, that's pretty good, right? It's a really good way to go about it. But if you kind of look at how the world is working now, and especially now in 2026 with all this AI stuff, right?
right.
Everybody has a cell phone. And when people are looking for, you know, plumbing services or any of the services you offer, if they don't know anybody or they're looking for someone or they have an emergency, the first thing they're going to do is they're going to pull up their phone and they're going to look whoever's available. Exactly. They're going to Google it. And right now, what's happening right now, Paul, is that you're missing out on a lot of opportunities in your area. And all those opportunities are really captured by Foster Plumbing, A&P Plumbing, and then Valley Plumbing, right? So if you were to have your listing there, you would also be a top recommended option. Now people will call you to get a quote, right? So, right. You know, that's something that we would be able to do for you. And that would include the website. If you want us to build one, if you don't, it's completely okay. Are you able to receive text messages on this phone?
Yes.
Okay, cool. I want to send you a couple things, Paul, here. The number one thing I want you to verify is that we're Google partners. So anybody who calls you and tries to offer you something similar, the number one thing that you want to do is make sure that, you know, they're an actual Google partner. So I'm sending you our credentials right now. It's basically a text message that's going to send you the link. It's going to send you directly to Google's website, okay? So that'll show you that we're Google partners. And then I want to show you an example of, a website that we can create for you. Once again, if you have someone doing it for you, okay, but if they're taking their sweet time and you want to get things going, then we can always build it for you, right? And that would be at no additional cost, okay? That website would be included within the price point I'm about to give you, okay? So once again, it's completely up to you, but if you want the website up and running fairly quickly, we can make that happen. So I'm sending you an example. That's the second text message that I just sent you, okay?
Okay.
Now, the other thing I wanted to mention to you is there is another platform. Is the business licensed and insured?
Yes.
Okay, got it. Okay. Cool. All right, that's really, really good. Let me see if we have – there's another platform that's available through Google, and I just wanted to see if it's available in your area because not a lot of people are using that platform, and it's new, but it's the best platform that Google has available for the customers. So give me one second. I want to see your zip code. I'm correct. It's 25526, right?
Correct.
All right. You're not going to believe this, but I can't believe how much a plumbing lead is in your area for Google. Okay. So guess how much you think a lead for plumbing is in your area. That's crazy. Yeah. It's very affordable. I just signed up someone yesterday in California for plumbing. And it was $115 per lead, which is crazy. I mean, well, not crazy, but it's expensive, right? But in your area, in your zip code, one plumbing lead, if you were to go for that route for that platform, it only runs you, give me one second, $18 a lead.
Okay, so explain that to me.
Great question.
Somebody Googles me. And they go from your, I guess, your thing, and I get that lead, it charges me $18.
Yeah,
like
so
an Angie lead kind of thing.
Well, no, it's completely different than Angie. So Google came up with their own platform. So there's two platforms that Google use, all right? They use the map section with the little red dot where your business is located. That's what we talked about initially, and that's something that we include, okay? Now, Google came up with their own lead platform because Angie, HomeAdvisor, Thumbtack, Porsche, House, all these paper lead companies, what they really do, Paul, is they actually buy a listing on Google, and then they're selling the leads to you and your competitor. Does that make sense? So it's more of a shared lead. It's not an exclusive lead. With this platform, these leads would go directly to you. It's not a shared lead, and it's got to be a quality lead. So if it's not a quality lead, you're going to get those $18 credited back to you. And that's where we come in. As a Google partner, we make sure that we dispute any leads that's not, you know, quality, so that way you're getting the best results. Make sense? But Google, in order for you to qualify for that program, they do ask for licensing and insurance, and then they do ask that you have a clean background, like anything in the past 7 years. So, like, if you have any armed robberies, arson, murder, things like that, that are pretty, you know, heavy charges, then you would be able to qualify for that program. Do you have anything that's outstanding on your background?
I have absolutely nothing. I've been in business for over 25 years. I'm not
even sued. Perfect. Okay, awesome. So if you have nothing on your background, then that's something that you would definitely qualify for. Now, the Google Verify, the lead section, it's at the very top. It's where it says sponsored. you know, when you go on Google and you have sponsored ad at the top, that's the pay per lead service. And then you have the Google My Business Profile, which is the map section. So with this program that I'm offering you, you'll have the very top, and then you'll have the map section. And guess what? Your competitors are not even using Google Verified. Like Foster, A&P Plumbing, and Valley. But you do got other companies like, have you heard of the company called Taze Valley Service Experts?
Oh, yeah. They're more of a heating and cooling company, but yes, I have heard of them.
Got it. They're huge. But they're actually coming up for the plumbing vertical, which is, you know, which is good. And let me send you an example of how that comes up so you can see the difference between the normal Google Business Profile and then the Google Verified. Okay, so I'm texting that over to you. If you open up that link, it'll show you exactly how that looks on Google. So what Google does is they're vouching for you. They're actually backing you up to $2,000 in insurance, and they're recommending you as a top recommended option to the public. Right, so they're saying, hey, Absolute Plumbing Services Incorporated, licensed and insured, they have a clean background, this is a company you should select, right? And if you open up that link that I sent you, you're going to see where it says verified. Do you see that on Taze Valley Service?
Sponsored, I see the blue check mark.
Yep, you see the blue check mark. It says verified, right?
Yep.
It says this business has been verified by Google.
See it right here. Yep.
Okay, if you click on details, okay, see where it says badges of confidence and it says verified, okay?
Yep.
So basically it says businesses that go through screening, pass all required checks, earn a badge. Look for the Google Verified badge on their ad profile, okay?
I see that, yep.
So that's the Google Verified. So that's the pay-per-lead program, and that's $18 per lead, which, honestly, I've never seen. This is the first time I've seen it at $18. I've never seen that. I've been here for 7 years, and we've been running the Google Verify program for 2 years because it's that new. But I've never seen $18 for a plumbing job, which is a phenomenal compared to $100+ in California. Right? So, yeah, I'm dead serious.
So now how many leads are you giving Taze Valley? How many leads? I mean, is this a daily lead, weekly lead? How many leads are you passing around?
Great question. So here's the thing. Taze Valley, they don't work with us. We don't work with them. We only can work with one company per category per area. I'm just giving you an example of another company that's using Google Verified. So you'll be right next to them. Yeah, we don't work with any competitors. It's not a shared lead, right? So that's just to give you an example of how that lead, how the your listing would look on the sponsored section. And then you're gonna have your listing in the business section as well, with where the local map
the
area,
map.
Right? Exactly.
Yeah.
So this covers the sponsored, the map section. It covers Yelp, Facebook ads, and the way that Facebook ads, you said you're getting a lot of business from Facebook. And look, I'm glad you're doing Facebook because Facebook is really awesome. It works. So have you ever done a search for something on Amazon or Google, and then all of a sudden whatever you were looking at pops up on your Facebook feed?
Yeah.
Right? It's kind of scary, right? You feel like they're listening to you, right?
They are.
Exactly, right? It's crazy how the technology works. But so basically, we do that as well. So if people are looking for stuff on Google and they log off of Google and then they go onto their social media, Absolute Plumbing Services will come up on their feed just because they were looking at that earlier. That's the game changer right there. So if you're getting results from Facebook already, doing this will take your business to the next level, right? And then we would cover all the other bases like Amazon Alexa, Google Home, and then Apple Maps because, once again, people use iPhones. And then we'll put you on Bing, which is another search engine through Microsoft. So you're basically getting all the major platforms covered, right? And then you're getting those leads directly from Google. So it's completely different than Home Advisor because it's not a shared lead. And Google came up with this program just because, you know, they saw success with Home Advisor. Like, wait a minute, Angie, Home Advisor, these guys are buying the listing on Google, and then they're selling the leads to the competitors. Why not have my own lead program? So
Now, can you turn the leads off and on?
Absolutely. So let's say, once again, we only can work with one company per category. So once we find someone that's in the area, we have to close the category. So it is an exclusive listing. as a Google partner, like I showed you at the beginning of the phone conversation, that's our terms and conditions. We only could work with you, okay? Now, with that being said, once you get approved for the background check and you submit your licensing and insurance, all that good stuff, then your lead activation budget. There's a lead activation budget, but once again, $18 per lead. Google's requesting an activation budget of 13 leads. So to be exact, give you exact figures, for 13 leads at $18, you're like looking at $244 for 13 leads. That is not bad at all. That's the start off for 13 leads a month. And you could always You could always increase, but at $18 a lead for plumbing, that's unheard of. That's something that I've never seen before. That's
pretty good. That's beating the hell out of Angie's List.
Of course. And once again, that's through Google. So once again, you're being backed up by Google. So this is not like we're not like a company selling you leads. No, these are leads that are coming directly from Google. Okay. Now, as far as pricing, I could do a couple things for you. Okay. Here's the thing. You've tried Angie's before, right? You said.
Yes, we have used Angie's, yes.
Okay, so I can give you credit for that because Google knows that there's credits that we can implement. Another thing that you have is a Facebook listing. I'll give you a credit for that. So what I can do for you today, if you were to move forward with something like this, you're looking at $549 to start and then $299 every month after that. All right, the $549 is divided into two pieces. I just want to be clear. $250 goes to Google for the application fee, right? So they can run your background. They use Pinkerton or Evidence. Those are the two background companies, right? And once you get approved, they'll check your license and insurance. So that's a one-time fee, and that goes to Google for your application. The $299 is to keep you ranking on that first page of Google in the Maps section. Handle all your Facebook ads. We allocate $100 to Facebook ads. We get you on Yelp and all the other platforms like I mentioned. So that's our monthly fee that we charge. Once you get approved for the leads, then at that point you would get charged for the 13 leads to begin with. The activation budget for those leads, once again, was $244, which is not bad at all.
Right. So that's the lead.
Yeah, that's the 13 leads. Yeah, 13 leads exactly. So 18, and then times 13, that'll give you $244. And you can always increase and decrease.
So $549 initial payment. $250 of it's going to go to Google for me to be verified as far as that I'm no criminal and I have license.
Yeah. I know it sounds bad, but yeah.
No, I understand. I get it.
Right. Okay, cool.
The rest of it goes to you to get started. Then it's $299 a month to be first page of Google.
That's correct.
And then I have to pay for the first month of leads, which is roughly $244. Up front.
That's not up front. That's after you get your you get approved. So that's gonna, it could take up to 3 to 4 weeks for you to get approved, because they have to do the background check, right? So it's not immediately. That would be like maybe 1, 2, or 3 weeks out, right? Depending on if you have anything else done in the background. So, you know.
Okay, let me ask you this. Now, does this $299 a month, does it take care of the website also?
100%. So if you were to move forward with us, I can include that website at no additional cost. Usually if you go through like Wix or GoDaddy or any other company, they're going to charge you $500 minimum for a website. So the website that I sent you, that includes the website as well. 100%.
Okay, hold on, buddy.
I'm sorry, buddy. I'm talking to him about this website stuff. I'm sorry. If you can give us a second.
No, yes, fine.
Mm-hmm. 3 weeks when she came, that's how we got the absolutepsi.net email addresses. Because we already bought the domain, the absolutepsi.net website, www. So we've already paid the $500 to build our own
website.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean,
we need to utilize this because it's for a year. I can't get this money back. I can't nothing. So we need to utilize what we've already paid for, I feel, and light a fire under her to get it done, but she's got to show up to work to get it done.
Well, that's my whole thing.
And I agree. I'm not disagreeing. I'm not disagreeing.
Well,
I'm just telling you what you've already paid for.
See, yeah. I don't know about the money for the witch. But,
yeah,
but
so,
I'm still interested in what you say. So you got a credit for the wicks?
Yeah, so...
Well,
so, no. So,
here's
so,
the thing is, if we can... If they can still use what we've already started, do you see what I'm saying? If they can take, if she can give him whatever we've already started, can they utilize this so that, because it's only for a year and then you got to pay
it again.
Because we've already established our email addresses and stuff that's going to go through the.
Well, right, but he said he could use that.
Yeah, can I ask you a question?
You could probably put
me on speaker and I'll explain how it would work. If you mind me explaining? How it would work?
Well, no,
we need you to.
Here's my question.
Okay. Sure.
We've already paid the $500 and some for Wix. The girl
okay.
that we hired was supposed to start building our website. She's had some personal problems and she's missed a lot of work. She's only been here since November. So she started building the website, but she's not been staying on top of it. So
okay.
I don't want to pay double. I don't want to pay you all to do the website when we've already paid and started one through Wix.
Right. Let me explain how that works, okay? That way we're on the same page. So in order for us to have ranking on that first page, okay, Google looks at five things. They look at a name, address, phone number, website, okay? It's called a NAPW, name, address, phone number, and website, okay? So in order for us to get you guys ranking on that first page of Google in the map section or even to do Google Verified, you have to have a website. So through our partnership with Google, we have to include a website at no additional cost. So we're taking on that hit. Like we're building the website for free. Now, if you guys own the domain, we can use that domain and we can build our website on top of that domain. Does that make sense? So,
yes.
So how do I not pay Wix anymore when it comes due next year if you're taking over the domain?
You just don't pay Wix anymore.
Yes. So if you guys, here's the thing. I don't know what costs you $500 because a domain is not $500. A domain.
No, it's all the email addresses. I had to pay like $100 and some for everybody to have their own email
address. Oh, so you went, okay, yeah, I see what you mean. So
we added four email addresses to that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So what you guys paid is for pretty much the domain, the email addresses, and, you know, so I get what that is, right? So it's called Google Workspace. They have something similar, but it's less expensive through Google.
Google Sleep right now.
Okay. Oh, there you go. Okay. So Google Workspace, it's like email and they, you know, all that good stuff as well. But anyhow, if you guys are paying for a domain, you would pay that fee regardless every year with any other company for the most part, just to keep the domain active. You pay that yearly. But I don't know if you guys actually paid someone to build the website for you.
No, that's the girl that we hired that works here. She was
Got
supposed
it.
To build the website for us
okay.
through the Wix login to build it. She's already
okay.
started on it. It's just not done.
Perfect. So we can do that website for you guys at no additional cost. You know, you, in order to keep your email and your domain, you already paid the $500, and I know why they charge you that, because each email, it's a personalized business email, right? So it's a professional email, which is good, okay? So you're not really going to lose money there because it's something that you had to do. Now,
which is through Google. I mean, that's, you know, our email addresses are at AbsolutePSI.net, but it's through our Google Suite. We have Google Suite.
Gotcha. Then you guys paid a lot of money for Wix. you guys really did.
I mean, we didn't know.
When you're uneducated.
Yeah, we didn't know.
It's, look, you
got to find a way to make it happen.
No.
Are we going to have to pay this Wix next year to keep our email addresses?
So if you guys did the
email,
yeah, if you guys no, you guys wouldn't have to pay Wix next year for that, no. Because if you guys have those email addresses for Google Suite, then you guys are good to go. It's through Google Suite, not through Wix. They probably charge you that for the domain and a template to build a website. That's pretty much what they're charged. They charge you for the most part. But well, since you guys, go ahead. Sorry.
I'm sorry. We need your name and phone number because when she comes into work tomorrow, I've got to make sure that I'm saying what I think I know because it might be something different because she started it. She set up the email address, and she's going to know more than what I know. So,
yeah,
we need to make sure before we do anything here this evening what we've got versus what he's telling us so that we know where we are. Am I making sense to you, Paul?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, we need
to get her on the phone right now.
Yeah, well, let me explain something real quick. That way you were on the same page, okay? So with the website, let's say either if you guys do it or we do it, here's the thing, and I just want to be brutally honest with you guys right now, okay? I just want to be
brutally
transparent. Yes. Okay, a website is okay, but a website's not going to bring you clients. That's just a fact, okay? If you guys are not on that first page of Google, if you guys are not on other platforms, a website's like a billboard in the middle of the desert. You can have the best website. You can spend thousands of dollars on a website. I've been here for 7 years, and I see people having these beautiful websites, but if there's no traffic that you're driving to your website, it's kind of like, there's really no point to it. So, yes, a website's important. It's going to be a big part. But at the end of the day, I feel like getting the optimization and getting those leads.
To Google is
what
we need.
Exactly.
What I want to do is I want to make sure what we've paid for, what we have, so that we can give it to them so that I'm not paying for it again is what I'm getting at. Do you see what I'm saying?
I see what
I need to know what we've done, what the Google Suite is, what the Wix is, so that we can hand everything over to them and what I'm not to pay again. I want to be crystal clear on they need to do the website.
That's what he is saying. He has already said they do the website free of charge. It's included in this.
I know. I understand, but I need
to. So what it sounds like to me, we're just out the money for Wix.
Okay.
Am I correct in saying that? If we go with you, then we're just.
I'm sorry, but yes. And here's why. Because since if you guys paid for the domain, if you guys paid for a template, and Wix and GoDaddy are very similar. They're usually charging anywhere from $500 to $800 to start a website package with them, right? They give you different templates, but here's the thing. If you don't have anyone that's really tech savvy or that can get the website done, it could take a long process. We get the website done within 5 to 7 days. Right, so.
Well, the website, here's my thing. I don't give a damn about the website. I need to be on Google.
That's what I'm saying. Well, website is good for ranking, but the most important thing here, Paul, and it is really for you to guys come up as a top recommended option. The whole point here is when someone is typing plumbing services, emergency plumber, if they're doing repiping, if they're doing new home additions, whatever the case may be, whatever jobs you want to focus on, the whole point is when someone is typing that on Google, whether it's on their phone, their tablet, or a computer, for you guys to come up as a top recommended option. The reason for that is right now, if you guys continue doing business the way you're doing, which is good, I'm not saying you guys are doing anything bad, having flyers and signs, all that's really good stuff. But when people look for the services, they see the top three companies, Foster, AMP, and Valley Plumbing, and those are the companies that are really capitalizing on those searches, okay? And that's where you have the missed opportunities, right? So that's where this would really benefit your business, is having your company on Google, having your leads going directly through Google, because I can tell you right now, Foster, AMP, and Valley, those guys are not using the Google Verified, okay? So you have an advantage over them by doing this. Now, it also covers all the other bases. So all the other holes that you have, it would cover you, like Apple getting you programmed with Yelp and Apple Maps. Now they're partnered up, getting you on Facebook, and they're retargeting ads with Facebook, getting you on the voice-activated searches, Amazon Alexa, Google Home, and then last but not least, we'll put you on Bing. We don't do any Instagram. We don't do any TikToks because as a company, we've been in business for 21 years. We found out that TikTok and Instagram, that's more for influencers and dancers and, young kids. They're not going to look for a plumber there. We tried it, but it just hasn't worked for our customers. The number one key here is getting your company on Google and being visible when people are looking for your services. And that's what we're going to do. We're going to program, since we're Google partners, we're going to go into Google's back office, make sure that how people are searching on Google, that's exactly how we're going to get you found. So we're not going to double guess, second guess, or, oh, let's see if this works for Paul. We're going to know exactly what's going to work. And then we're going to have targeted marketing. So we're going to have your ads, you know, and your leads coming from the certain zip codes you want to focus on, right? Whether it's the 30-mile radius or if you want to target certain zip codes, you can always change that at any given moment. So you're not married to any keywords. You can, you know, switch them. You can always add or you can always delete keywords at your convenience, whenever you want. All right, so that's the number one goal here. So whether the website gets done through us or even, you know, the person that you guys hired, that's really not something that should hold you back from getting you guys on Google. The money that you guys paid through Wix, that's whether it's 500 or 800, I'm not quite sure what was the number. If that covered your email and your website and all that, it's money that's you've already paid them, right? Because you guys already have the domain. So we can build on top of that domain, and I sent you an example of the website that we would create. Obviously, this is just an example, Paul. It's not how your website's going to look. But the thing here is those missed opportunities off of Google, and starting this new year, right, it's the 20th of the month. This month is going to be over here just fairly quickly. Then you'll be in a good position to really start getting your leads. Tax season, summer, spring's coming up, summer. So you'll definitely be in a much better situation. And then you don't have to break your back putting signs up because now you're going to have that online exposure that your company needs.
The online signing.
So
that's what we need. We need to be. Even if you remember my name, you're not going to find me when you go online.
And that's another thing that I wanted to mention. So, you know, business cards and everything's good, but people nowadays want to do the research, right? They want to check companies out. And just like I did with you, Paul, I sent you my company right away. Like, hey, this is the link. It's going to send you directly to Google's website so you know that we're Google partners, right? Now, that establishes trust, and that's what customers look for nowadays, right? When they look at Absolute Plumbing Services Incorporated, you're going to have your Google Business Profile. You'll have your website listed there. You're going to come up on different directories, and you're going to have your online presence. That is going to give you those clients, especially when people are referring you. You know, it's going to give you that online exposure, and it's going to give you that online presence. But it's like a restaurant. Let's just talk, you know, our daily lives, okay, Paul? If someone were to refer you to an Italian restaurant right now and then they don't have anything online, you're not able to find anything or what people are talking about that restaurant, would you be inclined to go to that restaurant and try out the food?
Probably not.
Maybe not, right? You're like, oh, I don't know.
I mean, I can't find them, so leaving it here.
Exactly.
I need somebody now.
Exactly. And that's what we would be doing for you. And it really pays for itself because, once again, everything's going through Google. It's not going through, like, Angie or – no, this is directly to Google, and Google is the biggest search engine in the world, and nowadays it's the biggest word of mouth for the most part because people look –
I mean, it's really it.
We Google everything, even directions. If you're looking up DIY videos or YouTube, guess who owns YouTube? Google. Exactly. So, you know, to get you set up fairly quickly, what we can do is we can get you set up, and then we have an onboarding call. That onboarding call, I'm sorry, is that your wife in the background? I didn't catch her name.
Yes.
Got
Jennifer.
You. Jennifer, okay. So we can have you, Jennifer, and then we can also have the other girl in the onboarding call, the person you guys hired. This is with our technician, and the technician is just going to cross the T's and dot the I's to make sure we're having the right keywords and everything that we put into the system, right? But the most important thing is getting, you know, the listing secured, having you guys as a company that we work with, and then we maximize our attention only with you. We don't work with any of your competitors in the area. We would only work with you. So we will work with you in the map section and then also in the lead section for the Google Verified. So the upfront cost is $549, and it's $299 every month after that. Once you get approved for the lead, then the lead activation is $244, which is not bad at all because if you get a big plumbing job, you know, that definitely will pay for itself. At $18 a lead, more than pays.
Well, yeah, at 18, I could get 18 big plumbing jobs.
Exactly, right? And the good thing is that we're going to focus on those keywords. So, you know, we're not going to have you coming up as changing a fitting or changing a faucet, right?
We're going to have what I want.
Exactly. We're going to hyper-focus, and that's why we do an onboarding call with our Google technicians to make sure that, certified technicians, to make sure that we're getting you found for those keywords that you want to get found for, and we're going to get you found in the areas you want to get found for as well. Because we all know there's certain areas where they have better houses, people are not going to really kind of budge on price. They just want to see a professional work done. Since you have the 20-plus years experience, it's a no-brainer to go with Absolute Plumbing Services, right? So,
right, and that yeah. We want the higher-end people. We're not looking for landlords. So we
exactly.
do have – that zip code we are in is a very good zip code to be in.
Perfect.
So,
yeah, and if you have any other zip codes you want to focus on, I just take notes. So all I need to do is to create a profile for you. It's very simple. I just need to verify information of the business. Like, I mean, is the number that we're talking on here, is that the number for the business, the 304-633-0115? Is that
it
correct?
It is right now, yes.
It is right now, okay. And your name is Paul. Your last name is Richardson, is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. And the name of the company, I just want to be clear, it's Absolute Plumbing Services, Inc., right? You want the INC incorporated on there?
Yes.
Okay. Now
and our little catch slogan is All Things Plumbing.
I love it. Okay. Oh, that's really cool. And you can have that on your website. You can have that on your Google Business profile. And I have a question. Do you guys have pictures of work you guys done, before and after pictures, or work you've completed?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Those pictures can go on your Google Business profile, because here's my suggestion to you guys, Paul. People are very visual. It's like when you go to a restaurant and you see a menu that has no pictures. I don't know about you, but I love to see what I'm eating, right? Like, I want to see the plate of how it looks. I know some of the fancier restaurants don't have them, but if you're going to a regular restaurant, I kind of want to see, like, how the plate looks. That's just me. And a lot of people feel the same way when they're hiring a company like yours, like plumbing. They want to see before and after pictures of work you've done, right? So that's something I always suggest to my clients. It's like, hey, have as many good pictures so people can see the type of work you've done. And then I have another question here. So you guys are in Hurricane. Now, we have to verify that your business, obviously no one's going to go to your home through Google, right? We're going to hide your business address. But what's the home address so we can send the verification there?
Well, it's very difficult. I'm going to give you what is on my driver's license.
Sure, go ahead.
Are you going to Google it and see if it comes up now?
No. So what we do?
Well, you can, because you might want to. 124 Coleman Creek Road. Coleman like the stove.
Okay.
Yeah, we have to play with the address sometimes to get people to find it. Sometimes it's Coleman Branch, and sometimes it's 158 Coleman Creek Road. So,
okay, let me see.
That's why we've had trouble with what we're doing. Also, it's hard to verify our address.
Right, right. That's okay. Let me see if I can find it here. Let's see. It says property listed 124. Okay, it's and how do you spell it? You said Coleman. How do you spell that?
C-O-L-E-M-A-N.
Oh, Coleman. I gotcha. Sorry about that. Yep, I found it. Yeah, it's here.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's good. So we have a Google system that where we enter the address, it types it in for us and it finds your exact location. So you're good. Once again, we're not gonna showcase your address online because you're not like a brick and mortar type of business. You're a home service business, meaning that you go out to service the client. So we don't want anyone going to your house and knocking on your door.
Please.
Yeah, no, absolutely not. We wouldn't want to do that for sure. We've actually done that like when we start. We've been here for 21 years, but people would showcase your address, and sometimes you would have like a disgruntled client go to the person's address. We've had that happen once, and that's not a good thing. That was pretty scary.
No, that's not a good thing.
Yeah. Imagine
not
someone
there, I don't know where you're from, but we're in West Virginia. You don't show up somebody's house like
oh,
that.
Oh, no. Of course not. Yeah, you go out there and you're out there well prepared. All right.
Let me ask you a question.
Sure.
Okay, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
How long is it going to take us to be on Google?
It's fairly quickly. So once we get... So the next process is, after I verify information for your business, we have to do what's called an onboarding call. This is with our technician, and that can be tomorrow. I'll look at the calendar, your calendar, and that onboarding call is just to cross the T's. All the information I put in there, they're going to do the homework and make sure that we get you found for the right keywords and all that. They're also going to make suggestions, right? So after that onboarding call, you know, depends if you want us to do the website, or if it depends if you want to take us to take over that. Once again, it's added at no additional cost. You can include the website at no, like, any time you like. Okay? So we get that done. With the website, can be done within 5 to 7 business days. When it comes to your Facebook marketing, that's anywhere from, you know, 14 days. For your Google Business Profile, the faster you give us the information, the faster we submit the application, the faster we get your ranking on there. So, you know, it's fairly quickly. It doesn't take very, very long to get you results on Google. Now, the thing that does take a little bit longer is the application for the background check, okay? Because that's Pinkerton or evidence, okay? That's going to take a little while. That's why we're going to get your Google Business Profile established so you can get business from that section. And then once you get your leads, then you're going to be in the sponsored section, which is the very top. But you're also going to get leads from Facebook. You're going to get leads from Yelp, from Apple Maps, and these other types of platforms as well, right? So it's not just the one thing that we're focusing on, is we're getting you covered for all the bases. So it's
and
fairly
you
quick.
Stay on that to where I don't get bumped off of there and get moved
No,
around.
That's why you pay for that. Yeah, that's why you pay us that $299 monthly. That's to keep you on that first page, right? So, but one thing I do want to suggest, Paul and Jennifer, okay, please, and I'm begging you guys to do this right now, okay, get as many reviews as possible, okay? Even if it's friends or family, it can be employees, okay? They don't have to write a whole book about you. They could just put excellent job, love it, trust it, and whatever, right? It doesn't even have to be like an actual client. It could be someone that you've done small jobs for, friends or family. So please, guys, once you guys get your Google Business Profile, get reviews. That's
well,
going to help you out
that.
Drastically. So I just want to give you that heads up, because I talk to clients all the time here, Paul, and they tell me, yes, I'll work on that. I'll do this. I'll do that. I want my business to shine, and all and everything's rainbows and unicorns. And then, you know, a couple weeks down the road or a month, 2 months, and they're like, Chris, what's going on? Like, I'm like, you don't have any reviews. What's going on? Like, oh, well.
Yeah, you need reviews.
Exactly.
That's the whole reason we were on Home Advisor. Yeah, what happens if they, can they get a, do you all verify the reviews?
Great question. Yes, we do. So basically, if there's a review that is not, like, let's say you had a disagreement with someone, you'll be able to reply to that review, kind of make amends, or kind of solve the situation before it gets posted, which is good.
Okay.
Yeah, so you got that.
Okay,
but
listen, I need to put you on hold for a minute so I can discuss this with my wife. Can you give me just a few minutes?
I'm here, no problem. I'll fill this out information. Huh?
Okay, hold on.
Sure.
Okay, buddy, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Yep.
Hey, I'm sorry. I didn't mean
no
to
worries.
Leave you on there at all.
No worries.
Okay, so we're moving. We're moving ahead with you here. So.
Okay. All right. Well, good. Good to hear. I have a couple things I want to verify. I see you guys have a couple things. Wow, I haven't seen this listing in a very long time. Do you guys know that you have a Yellow Pages listing? That's cool.
Yes. For
okay.
Absolute Plumbing?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I swear to you. You 304-633-0115. But this is the digital Yellow Pages. But I remember the phone books. I'm in my early 40s, so remember the White Pages and Yellow Pages, those big old books?
Yeah. I miss the phone books.
I do as well.
I carried one around in the truck with me so I could look stuff up.
Yeah, but the funny thing before, remember how everything was AAA this, AA this, quadruple A this? Everybody
right,
wanted to be on
right.
the first
You could
page.
Be the first one.
Exactly. And now it's like Google has a whole algorithm to it. It's crazy how time changes. Okay. So I'm going to put here in the notes here, Paul, that we don't know yet if you want the website added or not. Once again, once we have an onboarding call.
Oh, yeah, just go ahead and do it all.
Okay, let me do this. Okay, so I'm putting the notes here. We're going to include a website, and then we're going to use your domain, okay? So we're going to use your domain. Okay, client requested to have his own domain. Okay. All right, and then what's a good email for the company or even for you?
That's a good question. So, mm-hmm. Is this just for you, or is this what's going on the website?
No. This is just for us.
Okay, my name Paul Richardson.
Mm-hmm.
0115.
Okay.
@outlook.com.
Oh my goodness. You are your company is bringing me like so many memories. I have an Outlook as well, and you don't see that often. And then I see Yellow Pages. I haven't seen in a little while. So, all right.
Well, I'm 53, so I'm all kinds of old school.
Okay. You're about 10 years older than me, so I'm 43. So, all right. Cool. So, with that being said, I just got to fill a couple more things. So, you know, give me some of the keywords, or just to give the technician an idea of some of the jobs you want to focus on. What would you really want to get found for as far as keywords? They're gonna do their homework, but once again, I just want to give some ideas from you.
Septic tanks.
Okay.
HAUs. That's a home aeration unit. That's just the abbreviations for it. HAU.
Okay.
Backflow preventers. Hot water tanks. Tankless water heaters.
Okay.
Water, sewer, gas. And our hashtag, all things plumbing.
Okay, all things plumbing. I love it. Love it. Okay. All right, sounds good. All right, so I'm putting that as some of the keywords. But once again, our technicians are going to go more in depth, and they're going to really get kind of in the nitty gritty of what's actually being searched. So that's not an issue at all whatsoever. Okay, and then as far as licensing, so you have that available. You don't have to let me know all that now, but when we do send you an application, we're going to send you the application. When you do get onboarded, they can also help you fill it out. It's very simple. You just enter company information, licensing, insurance, all that good stuff, and then they'll be able to do that for you. So let's see.
That's no problem.
Okay, cool. And then what areas do you want to focus on besides this area that you're in Hurricane? Is there any other zip codes that come to mind or cities that you want to focus on as well?
25504.
Okay, so let me just write this down. Okay, let's see.
Hold on, I'm looking up some zip codes.
Take your time.
Okay, 1, 2, zip code. Okay, Winfield, West Virginia, 25213.
Okay.
Let me try Milton here. Altitude.
Okay. You said 25541, right? 41?
Yes.
Got it, okay. The first one you said it was 25504, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, cool. And then the other one you mentioned was 25213, so I got those down. And you don't have to, you know, right now this is just to give them an example. If you come up with anything like during the client onboarding call, you can always mention that, but I just don't want you to break your head. This is just to give some notes and examples to that to the rep.
Okay, well then this will be the last one. 25510.
25510. Perfect. Okay. So we'll target market those zip codes, and then for your Google Business profile, how do you want to get sound? I mean, are you open Monday through Sunday? Are you 24 hours, or do you have a certain time frame where you want to get calls? What's the hours that you want to get listed for?
Let's go from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. to start.
6 p.m. Okay, gotcha. All right. And is that Monday through Saturday, Monday through Friday, Monday through Sunday?
Monday through Saturday, yes.
Monday through Saturday, okay. And then Sunday you're closed?
Yes.
Sunday closed. Okay, I could do that. All right. And then let's see. We got that there, which is good. Okay, you guys own your domain. And then so I did see a Facebook listing for the business. So we're going to use that to run retargeting ads, so that's good. But other than that, I don't see anything else. Do you guys have any other listings that I'm missing besides, like?
Jennifer said we were on Yelp, but I don't know.
Nope.
I don't know anything about that.
I see you there. Yep. I see the Yelp listing. Okay.
And then that would be it.
Yep, I do see it. I do see it. Absolute Plumbing Services. Yep. Okay, cool. That's really good. So we're going to use that listing, and we're going to get you optimized for that listing as well, and then get it. I don't know if you guys are iPhone or Android users, or what kind of phone you guys have. But iPhone. Okay. So I don't know if you look at stuff for sometimes Apple Maps, and then like Yelp will come up as well. So it's kind of like tied in. That's what we're going to do for you as well. So that's all included. We'll do that for you guys as well. Yeah, it's really we're literally covering all the bases. The only thing, once again, we're not doing any TikToks or Instagram. You know, once again, like I don't think a lot of kids there own a home.
Well, yeah, I've never got any business from anything posted on Instagram.
No. So. I mean, it's okay to have online presence there, and you have a little following there. But as far as like getting actual clients and leads. People don't really go on there. Facebook, yeah, you have a crowd like, you know, myself that I actually own. You know, I just bought a home in May. So I bought an acre of land. I'm very happy with the acre of land. So,
nice.
Yeah. So, but I made sure I did the home inspection. Plumbing was everything good. And so I was very happy with the house. The only thing is that it rained, and there's like a water spot on the ceiling, but I think it's coming from like they put a brand new AC unit last year, and I think it's like the sealant around the AC unit that it's something, you know, it's kind of dripping through. So I got to go up there and check it out, and then if I can't fix it, I'll have someone do it for me, you know. But
yeah, it's a little out of my range here if you're in Maine.
Yeah, no, I hear you. Okay, so I got that on there. And then so I'm looking at the client onboarding. We do have our technician. We do have a calendar, and I'm just going to check out the times that's available. That way it coincides, but you have, you know, available for you as well. So let me just pull up the calendar there. And for that onboarding call, if you have the girl that you guys hired, I don't know her name, sorry, but you can have her. Sarah, you said?
Yes.
Yeah, if you could, you can have Sarah join that conversation as well, and you know, if she wants to put any input, most definitely, and Jennifer as well. It's completely up to you guys. But so I'm looking at the client. Let's see, client onboarding. Okay, looking at the, what's available on their calendar. Okay, so right now it's 7:16 p.m. I do have one tomorrow. I have two time slots available tomorrow. One's at 2 p.m. and the other one's at 4 p.m. What would work best for you?
Let's do the 4 p.m. because I believe. Okay. Can you be here at 4 tomorrow?
If not, we could do it. Yeah. If not, we could do it on Thursday. So it's up to you.
4 p.m. tomorrow will work.
Okay, so I'm gonna send you a calendar invite through the email right now, so you can have that just as a reminder. Just gonna be a reminder that you have the client onboarding call. The call should only take about 30 minutes to 45 minutes. It shouldn't take very long, and then they'll schedule an appointment for the website as well. So they'll make sure to get everything taken care of. The number one thing is getting your Google process, your Google verification process. That's the most important thing here. So it's going to be titled Local Splash, and it's going to be CI, which stands for Client Interview, and then it's going to say ENG, which is English. Okay, so I don't think you guys speak another language, right? Okay.
No.
Okay, no worries. It's okay.
Hillbilly.
No worries. You're good. All right. So, perfect. We got that. So I sent that over to you right now. And then one of the things I also wanted to ask you guys is, do you guys have a logo for the business as well or no?
We have somewhat of a logo.
Okay.
That Sarah could send you. I don't have any idea how to send you.
No worries. Yeah, she could send that over. I'm just putting that because if you guys don't have one, we can also help you to create one. So that's another thing.
Does it cost extra money for you to create one?
No. Paul,
yeah,
everything that
go ahead and check it.
Okay, cool. Everything that I'm offering you right now, I'm not going to charge you a penny more. It's all inclusive. So I like to be a straight shooter. I don't like to tell you something and later on, oh, by the way, Paul, we were going to charge you. No. What I tell you is that's all you have to pay. So there's no hidden fees, taxes, anything that's, obviously. It's just exactly what we just talked about. So you're not going to get any surprises from us. That's not how we operate. We can include that at no additional cost. We can create the logo for you, create the website. We can have your input. We can have Jennifer's input. We can also have Sarah's input. So once again, it's whoever you want to be as part of the conversation. We can have them as well. All right. So I got that. Okay. Cool. So now what we're going to do is we're going to we're going to secure the listing, and then I have to read what's called a voice verification. This voice verification basically is to outline the service agreement, letting you know that what we're going to be doing for you. It's pretty much an added form of protection for you, and it's one of the requirements as a Google partner to go over this voice verification. So we have to read that here. But in order to secure the listing, give me 1 second. We got okay. I'm just putting in here that we're giving you this discount for the things that you have already, which is good. So that price is at that $549. Okay, so you got that there, and that's good. And then languages, you only speak English. Okay, fine, perfect. Okay, so I got that there. I was asking for, these last questions. All right, I got a lot of these notes already here for the technician. Once again, before they call you at 4 p.m. tomorrow, they're going to, once again, do their homework to make sure they're coming up with keywords that are being searched in the area, and they're going to finalize everything, okay? So in order to secure the listing at the $549, what would you like to use, a Visa, MasterCard, or American Express?
It's a MasterCard.
Okay, so I'll go ahead and enter that. Is it to the same billing address, the 124 Coleman Creek Road?
The billing address is probably my post office box.
Okay, so what is that one?
P.O. Box 426.
Okay.
Hurricane 25526.
Okay, gotcha. So P.O. Box, I gotcha, P.O. Box 426. All right, I entered that already. Okay, let me update that. State. All right, got that. City. Okay, let me just Okay, cool. I updated that already. Okay, so you said a Visa. I'm sorry, I didn't hear that part.
MasterCard.
Oh, MasterCard. Okay, so if you can read those numbers, I'll read them back for accuracy, and then we'll read that voice verification so that way you have all your onboarding, you have your initial, your invoice and all that good stuff for your tax purposes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Fantastic. Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready. Go ahead.
5571.
Okay.
5751.
Okay.
0074. 5065.
Okay.
Expiration's 430.
Okay.
Little code on the back is 659.
Okay, so let me read this back to you here. I got the number is here that I see that we entered is 5571 5751 0074 5065. Is that correct?
Correct.
All right, and that's April 2030, and then 659 is the security code.
Correct.
Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and read this 90-second voice verification. Once again, if there's anything you don't understand or anything that I'm, you know, like not explaining correctly, you can always say, hey, Chris, can you repeat that to me, and I'll be able to get that, you know, explained to you, okay? So
okay.
It does say I'm going to walk you through what's called a voice verification recording. The reason is that we have you at a discounted pre-agreement, and it's an added form of protection for you, and you're going to be sent this in writing as well with your invoice. So I'll walk you through this, and if there's anything you don't understand, just say, hey, Chris, you know, can you please repeat that to me, and I'll get that taken care of for you and explaining it, okay? It does say, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. The call is recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash, and it's an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Absolute Plumbing Services Incorporated.
Okay, thank you. Please state your name and the title within the business.
Paul W. Richardson, President.
Okay, awesome. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
Okay. All right. And then are you an authorized user on the billing of this account?
Yes.
Okay. Now, it says to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls, emails from Local Splash?
Very.
Okay, awesome. Now, with that being said, as a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. So what we're going to do is we're going to provide you a security question, and you get to choose from that security question. So we're going to have – you're going to give us the answer to that security question. So you can choose your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
The city I was born in.
Okay. So what city is that? So I can put that as a security answer.
Richmond, Virginia.
Richmond, Virginia. Okay. Gotcha. All right. I got that. So if anybody else calls you and then they're saying, hey, we're Local Splash, or they're trying to ask you for money, or, you know, there's a lot of scam companies out there, right?
Right.
You know, we give you that security code. Anyone in our company that calls you should have that code. Okay, so I just want to be clear, and we do that for your protection. Okay, all right. So I got that as a code there, and then finish this verification. Here it does say, in hiring Local Splash as a certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement? So what this is saying is, if someone else calls you to kind of offer you something similar, just let us know so that way you're not having to pay for something that we're already doing for you, you know?
What okay. is our term agreement? Is this month by month, or am I signing up for a year?
No, there's no year contract. So we ask for a 3-month verbal agreement. It's just a verbal agreement. Give us time to allocate everything that we can do for you. But okay. then you can cancel at any time after that. So there's no like 1-year contract, any of that. No, we do that on a month-to-month basis, okay?
That's right.
Now, it does say as part of the verification process, we might require some information for the business. So I'm going to text over the application over to you and email it. This is the application for the Google Verify to do the background check. But if we require, Google requires, would you be okay with giving us, you know, business information like proof of insurance or licensing and stuff like that to get you verified on Google?
Oh,
okay.
For perfect. Sure.
Okay, we just want to make sure that's good. Now, once again, your payment for the initial account setup will be charged today, and that amount is $549. So that amount is that $250 for the application, $299 every month after that. So you can discontinue your agreement at any time. You contact client support, and right now I'm going to do a couple things for you. So I'm sending you over my direct phone number. So if you have any questions or concerns, you can always call me. I'll tell you, I'm not a technician, okay? So I'm not much of a programmer. So if you have questions regarding that, you're going to have a dedicated account manager to your profile, okay, Paul? Meaning you're not going to be jumping around from person to person and getting the runaround. You're going to have one person completely dedicated to your account, okay? So that's the benefit that we have. It's called account manager. And then if you have questions in general or if you have, you know, any concerns, you can always reach out to me. And then the other thing I'm texting over to you guys is the application. So you should have received a couple messages already. Did you guys get them, like your invoice, welcome email, and so forth? Okay.
Got several things. I just didn't mention any of it.
Okay, that's good. I just want to make sure you're getting everything that I'm sending over to you so that way you have everything in place. And then the very last message that I sent you over was the application. Once again, if you're having trouble filling it out, don't worry. We can have our technician fill it out tomorrow. So everything is pretty much done here. The only thing we need to do tomorrow is at 4 p.m. we need to do that onboarding call. If anything changes, Paul, right, let me know. We can reschedule it, push it out, or even do it the next day. But, you know, that call is just to kind of solidify everything that we have here and then really get the ball rolling so we can get you on Google as quickly as possible. All right, that's the number one key here is to really see the results, okay? Did you have any other questions or any other concerns for me right now? I know it's like 7-something.
Well, that's okay, and we won't stay much longer. But, yes, I do, you know, I'm unfortunately still out in the field working. So, you know, I never know being a plumber from day to day what's going to happen. So I'd like to give you my wife's phone number.
Absolutely. Let me put that on file. What's your wife's number?
It's 304-633-5443.
Perfect. I'll put her down as an account manager as well, like for your – is that okay, right? So she can call
it. Yes, you can do anything I can do.
Okay, perfect. So she's a big boss just like you. I love it. I agree. Okay.
She's the secretary. So, yeah, she takes care of us all.
Okay, I agree. My wife's the same way. She takes care of a lot of things I don't, so – okay, I'll put her down. Obviously, her name is Jennifer, and then Richardson is the last name as well, right? Just want to, okay.
Correct.
So we'll put that here, title, she, okay. Okay, and then I'll put her name, Jennifer Richardson, as a contact, point of contact, phone. Okay, perfect. I got that at here on the file as well. So if anything happens,
so then if I don't answer, they'll automatically call her tomorrow.
100%. Yeah, we'll have both numbers on file to call either you or Jennifer. So everything's good. So Paul, thank you so much for giving me the time out of your day to really get this going for you. I know you're going to definitely be happy with the results, especially when you're talking about Google. Everything's going to be you know, done for you, and you don't have to worry about anything else for the most part. So tomorrow we have that phone call. If anything changes, please give us a call, send me a text message or a phone call, and I'll get back to you to reschedule that if we need to, okay?
Okay, I'll have this paperwork ready for you.
Awesome. Thank you so much. You enjoy the rest of your day. And sorry to cut into your dinner. It's just like, goodness gracious. Hopefully you actually ate something. I mean, I
did. It was a good dinner, and it was a good conversation. I'm glad
okay.
to get this done.
Perfect. We killed two birds with one stone. So thank you so much, Paul. We'll talk to you tomorrow, okay, at 4 p.m.
Have a great evening.
Okay, you as well. Bye-bye.